Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Bill Brandt joining us again, folks. Bill is the president and the CEO of Development Specialists, Inc. DSI.biz is his website. This guy travels the world solving big problems, and I mean big problems, from corporations, major corporations, to countries, to big cities. They get themselves into a bind. Bill helps them solve their problems, and we're the beneficiaries of his perspectives. We love having him on the show to talk to us about what's going on around the world. You and I are small business owners out here on Main Street, folks. The world is not that far away from us, and we need to know what's going on to make our long-term plans, and Bill helps us with that. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
And welcome back home. you just flew in from Peru, and boy, are your arms tired, right?
They are very tired. That's a long pull over the Panama Canal, I got to tell you, when you're flapping.
I can imagine. So, Bill, over the last two years, we've had the American kind of a revolution. We've had, with the Trump election, we've had Brexit, which is a UK revolution. We just had another revolution in Italy over the last couple of months. There are all kinds of other things going on around the world that are not unlike this, maybe or less on the news. What is happening? What do you see? If you had to sum it up into is there any kind of anything common about all that you're seeing going around the world? Is it systemic? What do you think?
I think it is to some extent systemic to the age we live in. It's systemic to the gig economy. I think many of your listeners who are running small and mid-sized businesses are wondering, what does the future bring and where is it going to be? And I think in many ways you are seeing the future, at least for the near term, and that is there's an anger at government for not having performed as people thought it should. There is an erosion of trust of government beginning, at the end of World War II, when we thought government couldn't do any wrong. We're now in the inverse, where we can't think it does anything right. And if you're trying to operate your business, I think looking around at the current Trump era in the U.S., and I say that on an apolitical basis, I think a business person has to take a sense of that this is the new normal. This is not an intervening sort of period where it'll get back to what it was under Bush or Clinton.
When Trump is not our president, we'll continue with similar attitudes in America with another set of leaders?
I think that's not unlikely. I don't want to do it across the board, because obviously Trump is a rather unique individual.
Yes.
And what he gets away with is in many cases not tolerated in other people. But I think that some of the genie that's out of the bottle, Jim, is not going to be put back in. Mm-hmm. And I think if folks are sitting down, over the kitchen table at night after listening to your show and talking to their spouses about what the future holds for their business, I think you've got to look at this economy and look at this political environment, look at the gig economy and the nature of there are now. I saw a statistic yesterday, which I followed up on, which I'm fully amazed at. There are now more jobs open in the United States than there are remaining people looking for them. So, and obviously,
two million of them, Bill, are manufacturing jobs.
Yeah, and that indicates, and of course, manufacturing is now a skilled art much more than it used to be. It's not just a bunch of guys and ladies working on an assembly line. So that indicates to me the sort of the ultimate figure of mismatch between the educational ability of some of the workers
and the geographic ability too. It doesn't seem that our leadership is doing anything about it. I mean, I don't know of any policies from either side of the aisle that are trying to address this. Are you seeing anything?
I think there's that, but I also think that sometimes the politicians are reactive. So what you can do to address it is minimal. I think if you looked at World War II, the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, what you saw, you know, both in the rise of the North during the war and the Sun Belt afterwards, was when people wanted work, they picked up and moved and went mm-hmm. to it. And because of house prices and because of the issue of personal debt and the rest of it, that personal mobility is just not as available to a lot of people. You can't get out of your house and get, you know, get your nest egg and move on.
So
that mobility has been a bit restricted.
So what you're saying is, I think, and I, if you are, I think I agree with you, and that is that whatever you loved about the 20th century, there's not going to be a whole lot of that. There's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot different in the 21st century, more now than ever before. The first decade or so, we've taken to sort of move on to the into the 21st century, and what's coming at us from the future is there's going to be some big changes, and I agree with that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after these messages. I'm going to ask Bill about some more of this. I got some specific questions about how things are going to be changing after the break. 26, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.